Across the street from a sign that says Maximum Security Prison, you'll find over 350 horses. Some are wild, others gentled and saddled. The facilities are expansive, with horses colored in browns, golds, and blacks, all standing in their pens. The majority of them are here temporarily. Others will stay and receive training. Today is an open house. Anyone interested in adopting these horses can come and see them up close. You can take a wild, untrained one home for $125, or a saddle-trained one for $800.
So now he's going to take the pressure off of him and rub on him a little bit, you know, to reward him. Horse's reward is rest.
Dexter Hedrick is the supervisor here. He watches over a colt that's getting some of its first physical contact with a human. The horse is beige, with a white stripe running down its snout. It kicks the ground, wanting to be left alone. This scene plays out almost daily here. Hedrick oversees dozens of inmates at Hutchinson Correctional Facility. Some train the once wild horses, others maintain the facilities.
This is a job. It's 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And then there's feeding crews even on the weekends, twice a day. They come out, make sure nothing's in trouble.
The inmates are paid 25 to 60 cents an hour, depending on their experience. The men who sign up to train these horses have to be in good physical shape. Hedrick says it usually takes about a year for them to learn the techniques of getting these wild animals to listen to and respond to them.
Most of them have a goal every day, what they want to accomplish with each horse, and they work with that horse until that goal is accomplished, and then they go to the next one and just keep going through the day.
The men all wear blue jeans, a gray t-shirt, and work boots. Some wear baseball caps that cover their buzz cuts. Lance Olson keeps the horses clean and well-fed. His face is red and scarred, but it sports a big smile. He grew up just a few miles away from here. He's been working with the horses since March. He walks the grounds of the facility and checks on the horses.
Well, I'm 53 years old. I'm here for manufacturing methamphetamine. I got a 20-year sentence. I'm 8 years into it.
There are no barbed wire fences surrounding these men, no armed guards at the doors. The only thing standing between these inmates and the open road is a few supervisors and the inmates' commitment to themselves.
This is not like being in prison to me. You know, this is my freedom over here. Although with the freedom comes a responsibility to continue making the right choices. You know, there's a lot of opportunities to do certain things here. So my choices are to help better myself.
Dexter Hedrick says the men who train these horses are kept busy. It takes about 5 months to get a horse ready for adoption.
Most of the trainers have 2, 3, 4 horses each that they're working on all the time. And the first thing in the morning, they go catch their horses and they groom them, clean out their feet, you know, to get ready for the day.
There are tens of thousands of horses still running wild on government land in the western United States. They are reproducing too rapidly, and according to the Bureau of Land Management, populations aren't sustainable. Many are gathered up and sent to long-term holding facilities in parts of the Midwest, like the Flint Hills of Kansas. Others end up here.
What we're trying to do is get the horses off the government money and into private hands. We adopt out quite a few, probably 100 or so every year. That keeps the federal government from having to pay for that horse's upkeep for the rest of its life.
There are 4 other programs like this across the country. The first started in Colorado in 1986. They're not the sole solution to the wild horse problem in the U.S., but they're successfully taking hundreds of horses off of government funding each year. The Hutchinson program, which has been here since 2001, receives no money from the state of Kansas. It gets about $4 per day per horse from the Bureau of Land Management just for holding these horses on their land. They also receive money to train these horses from the Mustang Heritage Foundation, a nonprofit organization dedicated to adopting out wild horses. John New, a 31-year-old from Topeka, is training a dark brown mare with a long black tail. He's telling her to take steps forward and take steps back, teaching her to walk in the direction he wants her to go, making a clicking noise to get her attention. He's also serving a sentence for controlled substances. He says he'll be released from Hutchinson in about a year and would like to be around horses when he's out, even if it's not his primary job.
This is the best job in Kansas Corrections. You get the most freedom. You get to learn something you could possibly take to the streets if you want to. I've never even touched a horse till I came out here.
On this particular day, the inmates mingle with visitors who've come to look at the horses. There's a barbecue grill going, and everyone stops for lunch. Pride can be seen on the faces of these inmates as they talk to the visitors and show off their horses. They seem happy to be outside and to talk shop with other horse lovers. For KMUW News, I'm Sean Sandifer.